This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The American Farm Bureau Federation is seeking a modernization for the Agricultural Foreign Investment Disclosure Act. We'll have more right after this.
In February, we celebrate World Radio Day. Here at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, we feature Iowa-centric programming with content focused on Iowa crop farmers and livestock producers who draw their livelihood from modern production agriculture. Today, the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network offers 9 programs per day, anywhere from 2.5 to 4 minutes. In addition, the network airs a daily midday program featuring Iowa ag news and discussions called Iowa Ag Matters. We thank you for supporting the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network as we celebrate World Radio Day in February.
The Agricultural Foreign Investment Disclosure Act, passed in 1978, provides tracking and monitoring of investment in U.S. agriculture. However, American Farm Bureau Federation economist Danny Munch says the process is due for an upgrade.
Currently, that process hasn't been updated in over 40 years, so USDA has opened public comment to provide input on how the form could be improved, to answer questions about what other questions could be added to make the survey better, and just other general advice the public wants to give on how do you provide better information on this topic.
Munch said the current process is filled with inefficiencies and inadequate information.
Right now, only the predominant investor is listed when you fill out the data form, and only their country is listed. So you have a lot of minority stakeholders that aren't listed and basically shielded from the public data. Right now, the USDA is also statutorily limited in only going up to a third tier level of ownership. So say you have a number of entities within one another or a shell corporation, it is very difficult to get past that third tier of ownership. So you might not always be ultimately getting to that last country of ownership that might be the most useful to know about.
Munch added that the AFBF seeks better enforcement in addition to modernization.
The form is self-reported, and penalties have only been put in place for late reporting, not reporting. So better enforcement of the act in general and in filling out the form is our first priority. Secondly, we commented and provided a lot of intel on what questions could be added and expanded to get at what are foreign investors doing with the land, as well as just general modernization of the program using an online system.
For more information, visit fb.org. You can find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.